الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Complete glory, all perfection and total submission is to our Lord, the most generous, the most kind, the one who gave us life and the one who gave us this beautiful Iman. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious and noble companions, and upon all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this glorious and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance become a means for our purification, our guidance and success. And may we all be gathered on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus as we are gathered here today. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Today, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will have a very, very important discussion, an important reflection that every single one of us needs to ask ourselves, because it affects every single one of us and nobody can escape this particular question. But before we get to the question itself, I want you to join me on this particular journey until we reach the actual question. So if you close your eyes, or if you just imagine the very best property location, not just here in this particular country, but anywhere else in the world, whether you're thinking of Hawaii, whether you're thinking of any other country throughout the world, or any particular area here in this country, think and imagine the most beautiful place that you can think. And imagine all of the beautiful fields that surround you in that area. And understand that it's in a very, very expensive area. And the best architects in the world have designed this particular home and this property. And the best engineers have also designed this particular property. And within this property, you have everything that you could ever want. Every single luxury that you could ever imagine. You have tall, high ceilings. You have large, spacious rooms. A room which is 10 meters by 10 meters, 32 feet by 32 feet. You have a bed in there which is a super king bed. You have a sofa in there where you can lounge and relax. You have chairs. You have an ensuite which is the equivalent size to the room. You have every other amenity within that room, whether it be the largest TV, whether it be the fastest form of internet, all of the games that you can imagine, and the food, whatever food that you want, it is there in an instance. you have cooled, fresh air given to you by the AC. Every single luxury and every single comfort that you can ever imagine is in that property. And that property itself and everything within that property is absolutely free. What a great deal. Imagine somebody gave you that deal anywhere in the world, any location, anything and everything that you want, and you can have it for free. And the lease on that property, because you can't own it, it has to be leased. You cannot own that property. You have a 100-year lease on that property. Which person would say, I don't want this property? Every single person, probably, you know, including myself and everybody else, would put their hand up and say, I want this property, I want this property. You'd be a fool not to want this property. But there's a condition on this property, is that once you are inside, you cannot see any person whatsoever. Cannot see any person. And neither can you leave the property. You can't go out either. So now this puts you in a bit of a dilemma that there's so much available and it's only a 100-year lease and it's not freehold. And the one condition is I can't meet anyone and I can't go out or speak to anyone either. So then the question will come into your mind that how long will it be before you get bored? If you ask maybe the youngsters, they might say after a few hours we'll be bored. They'll run around and the entire house and they say that's it. We've seen everything, we've done everything, now we're bored. But if you are slightly older, you might say it might take me a week or a day. Or those people who are very laid back and chill, they might say a few months, or we'll relax there maybe for even for a few years. But inevitably, whether it is a week or a day or a month or a year, you will get bored. You will get stressed. You will get depressed. And ultimately, you will get suicidal in spite of all of these luxuries and these amenities. Now, every single one of us here, alhamdulillah, has a home that we've just come from. And we have homes here. And many of us have homes in other countries, including this country as well, multiple homes. So, alhamdulillah, we understand the beauty, the comfort, the luxury of this dunya and the homes that we have. So this is the first scenario of a home with everything, but you cannot see anyone and you cannot talk to anyone or go out. Now the next step that you have to take in this journey with me, I want you to remove the TV. I want you to remove the internet. Removing the internet is like telling a youngster to stop breathing. You know, they will die without the internet. So remove the internet from the equation. Remove the TV from the equation. Now remove all of the furniture from that particular home. Remove the food from that home. Now shrink that room, which was 10 meters by 10 meters, 32 feet by 32 feet, and reduce it now by 2 by 6. How much? 2 foot by 6 foot. Change the location. Now you are in a dark, dingy place. A place which is very horrible. Then you are in underground. It is smelly. There are no lights. And you can't see anyone either in this situation. Neither can you meet anyone. Now how long in the second scenario will it take you to be afraid? Will it take you to be bored? Will it take you to be stressed? Will it take you to become suicidal? The first one, the lease was only 100 years. And after that you'd be free to go anywhere and speak to anyone and do whatever you want. But in the second scenario, in the second lease, the lease is perhaps 1,000 years. The lease is perhaps 10,000 years. The lease is perhaps even 10 million years. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long you will have to hold that lease. We will never be offered the first option in our lifetime. It's unimaginable. Nobody from this room or even from this world will receive anything like that. We won't receive the first option. But I can guarantee you, in the next 50 to 70 years, every single one of us in this room will face the second scenario, will face the second option, where we will be in this 2x6, where we will be in a dark place, cold place, smelly place, and we will be in this position of perhaps 1,000 to 1,000,000 or 10 million years. But many of us are deluded. And we do not think about this. We all spend so much time, effort and energy to build our homes, to make our homes beautiful and luxurious and comfortable and easy for us here and our courtyard and our palaces and so many other places throughout the world. We do all of that for a limited amount of time, but we never think about building our grave, building our hereafter. And today I want to give you a physical demonstration of what I actually mean. We all have homes. And those homes, mashallah, are very big. You have very big rooms. You have all of the amenities that you could ever want within your home. And you have been living in there, alhamdulillah. And may you continue to live in there with comfort and ease. But who has prepared for this home? This is our home, not for 90 years. There's no freehold on this. This is a lease as well. This is a home which will be in for perhaps 10,000 years. Adam alayhi salam is still there in his home. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is still there after 1400 years in this particular home. But they prepared for this home. How many of us have been preparing for this home here today? So I want you to continue to look at this and ask yourselves how much time, effort, sacrifice that we put in for our homes here in the dunya, which is temporary, and we do not give a second thought to this home which is waiting for us. The grave is the first stage of the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram, they would go by and they would stop and they would cry when they would pass by the graves, because they knew that this was the true home. This was the reality. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say that the person who is protected from this punishment, the punishment of this 2x6, then everything else will be easier when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the person who is not protected in this grave, then everything will be a severe punishment and a torment for him until the day of Qiyamah. So the question to myself and to all of us here today, how can we turn this 2x6, a dark room, what AC is in here, what TV, what internet, what comfort, what luxury, what do you have, what can you physically take in here, in this home, that we're not even giving a second thought to? How can we prepare for this dark home, this 2x6 foot hole that we will be placed in? How can we turn this into Jannah? How can we turn this into Jannah instead of turning this into a place of Jahannam? This is why the verse that I recited at the beginning, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا? Did you just think that we created you in vain, with no purpose whatsoever, that you just come here on earth to enjoy and to chill and to relax? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ? And that you would not surely return to us? Of course, every single one of us will return to us. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَا? The one who gave you life will also cause you death. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَ? And the one who will give you death will also give you a grave. This is our home for perhaps many thousands or millions of years, but none of us are actually preparing for this home. None of us want to make this into a garden of paradise. None of us want to make this comfortable for ourselves. But we're so eager to make our lives comfortable with our cars, with our sofas, with our beds, with our amenities within our homes, and we don't think about this for a second. So we build our homes, and we will continue to build. This is human fitrah, this is the nature of insan. But we need to truly build our grave. We need to invest and build in this 2x6, before it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to build great structures on earth, but He's also given us the ability to build this and prepare for this before we return back to Him. What do we need for this? What kind of tools do we need? What kind of materials do we need? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, you need to be a muwahid. You need to be a person of tawheed. This is what you need. You need to be a Muslim. You need to be a mu'min. You need to be a muhsin, a person who does ihsan. This is what you need to be. You need to have an abundance of salah, an abundance of fasting, of sadaqat and siyam and zakah. You need to have the best of character. You need to be there to help other people in their times of need in order for you to turn this 2x6 into a piece of heaven. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us, فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَكَانَ الصِّيَامُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَكَانَتِ الزَّكَاةُ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ وَكَانَ فِعْلُ الْخَيْرَاتِ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالصِّلَةِ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النَّاسِ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ. That the person who will be in his grave, what do we take in our grave? Can you take anything physical, tangible that will benefit you in your grave? You can't. But the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that that true mu'min, that true muwahid, that true Muslim, that true muhsin, when he will be in his grave, then the salah will be above his head. Then the siyah will be to his right. Then the zakah will be to his left. And all of the good deeds that he did of sadaqah, of maintaining ties of kingship, of good character, of ihsan, of excellence, of sacrifice, will be at his feet. He will be encompassed by all of his good deeds in every single direction. And when the punishment will try to come to that mu'min from his head or from his feet, from the right and from the left, all of these things that I've just mentioned, they will say, مَا قِبَلِي مَدْخَلْ. You have no entrance here. You have no passageway here. Your salah will be protecting you from the head. Your zakah, your siyam, your sadaqat, everything will be protecting you and say, you punishment cannot enter. We are protecting this individual. But how many of us are practicing our deen? How many of us are saying, chulo vaddao si, parents say this, vaddao si ta namaz parle si. He'll get older, she'll get older and she'll start praying, it's fine, chote. It's okay, I need to marry off my daughter and my son, then I'll go on hajj. Why? It's okay, I need to do this, 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 then I'll pay off my mortgage. I need to do this, 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 then I'll finish this and I'll finish that. We keep delaying all of these actions and we think we're building our lives, we're building our homes, but we're only building our own destruction and our annihilation because we are not allowing our salah and our zakah and our sadaqat and fi'lul khairat and all of those things to protect us in our grave. This 2x6. But we're worried about the 400 square meters that we have in our home. We need to make sure that's comfortable. What will protect you? All of these things will protect you from every single direction in your qabr. Nothing else, no furniture, no TV, no internet, nothing else in the dunya will be able to protect you here in this qabr. So the move to this new residence for every single one of us could be in a few minutes. It could be in a few days. It could be in a few weeks or a few months. Just reflect upon your own personal journey, my journey since I've been here in 11 years. How many great people have we lost? How many great trustees and great individuals from this community have we lost in terms of elders? How many young people, 17, 18 year olds, have we buried? How many youngsters have we buried as well? I've seen people, I've married people off. I've been to their akika and I've been there for their children. I've taught their children, they've grown up and I've buried their children as well. Parents are burying their children, children are burying their parents, but every time we keep on, kar lesan, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. When will you do it? And when you do it, what will you take in there? So we need to turn this home, we need to invest this home and make this a piece of paradise. What do we need? All we need to know is the answer to three particular questions alongside all of our actions during our lifetime. The three questions. Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He has told us what He's going to ask us in our grave. Look how merciful the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is that he was sent by Allah azza wa jal to teach us the answers. We have the questions, we have the answers, we know exactly what to do, and we're given 70 to 100 years to prepare for these answers in that particular box there. But how many of us can say that we're ready to answer these questions from Allah Azza wa Jal. Man Rabbuk, wa ma dinuk, wa man nabiyuk? Seems like very simple questions. And if I ask these questions today, whether you're old or young, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're intelligent or whether you're educated or illiterate, every single one of us will be able to answer these questions. But if we have not lived these questions, if we have not brought them to truth in our heart, on our actions, and we've just given lip service to who our Lord is, lip service to what our deen is, lip service to who we supposedly follow, then we are lying to ourselves and we will not be able to answer these three simple questions in the grave. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions that the person who does not know the answer to these questions, he will be like this. These are the words, ha alif with the sukoon on there. He'll be asked by the angels, man rabbuk, and he'll be doing, this is what he'll be doing. Ma dinuk, and he'll be doing that. Man nabiyuk, and he'll still continue to be doing, like that. He will not be able to answer these questions because he never lived these questions. He never believed in these questions. And this is what his situation will be in the grave. These two scary angels, Munkar and Nakir. You've seen the Dementors, if you've seen the Death Eaters in Harry Potter and all of these other movies, you've seen how tenacious and how vicious and how dark they are. They will be there. The angels will be there with a hammer, ready, just waiting to smash you up. They'll be asking you these three questions. The answer for a believer will be extremely easy. Why? Because he believed in his Lord. He recognized his Lord. He believed in his deen. He followed his deen. He believed in his prophet. He lived all of the answers every single moment of his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened them when they were alive, and their tongues and their actions whilst they were alive, in their iman, in their Islam, in their recognition of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen their tongues at that moment. You know when you've done something wrong, when you don't know the answer to somebody, something, and somebody puts you on the spot, and you struggle, you're like this. But these people, they were steadfast in their life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to make their steadfast. Yes, I know who my Lord is. They smile. I know my Lord, the Khaliq, the Rahman, the Rahim, the one who gave me Iman, the one who is merciful and forgiving, the one who gave me all of these ahkam. I know my Lord very well. You want to know about my Lord? Marabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. This is what these people will say. Why? Because I relied on Him, I trusted in Him, I begged Allah, I worshipped Allah, I followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the people, the true mu'mins, will say. Ma dinuk, you want to know about my lifestyle and my way of life? No problem. I used to eat like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. I drank like him. I did business like him. I spoke the truth. I dressed like him. I treated others the way that he taught me. I was a Muslim with my heart and also with my actions. Not just a Muslim by name. Not just a Muslim who would come season to the masjid, Jummah to Jummah, or year on year. I was not just a Muslim outwardly. I was a Muslim inwardly as well. I recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. That the deen according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only the deen of Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ. And whosoever pursues another religion apart from Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. It will never be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any other way of life. And وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter he will be from the sure losers, the people in their own destructions. Because these people lived Islam, lived Iman, and lived the Nubuwa and Risala, but we're not prepared for this. These people understood the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew there was no Nabi, no Prophet, no Risala after the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. These people did not follow the celebrities and these entrepreneurs and all these other things. They only truly followed the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They copied him, emulated him. They truly loved him and remembered him and yearned for him. They knew he came with haq and he was the best of creation. These people knew this reality, so they will very openly, very quickly, very easily answer all of these questions because they live the answers. They live the truth. But those people who are Muslim just by name and not understanding the reality, they will not be able to answer these three simple questions in this 2x6. So ask yourselves, are we really truly able to answer? Because it'll be a very, very scary moment with those angels in that dark room, this 2x6 underground, those angels right above your head questioning you, rather interrogating you. Man Rabbuk? Who did you used to truly worship? You used to follow your own desires? What type of lifestyle did you live? It doesn't matter if I behave like this, and gambling and alcohol and fornication, it's fine. Who did you used to follow? Who used to look up to? And when we answer correctly, the true mu'mins, what will the angels say? قَدْ كُنَّا نَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ تَقُولُ هَذَا. The angels will be so happy and they will say, we knew that you were going to answer this in this particular way. Why? Because we were watching you. We were watching you live your life. We were watching you live a life of Iman, a life of Islam, a life of following the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We're so happy that you answered this question. We knew you were going to answer in this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that then, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي فَأَفْشِرُوا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. This person has truly answered all of the questions. Therefore, my servant is truthful. Now furnish his grave from the furnishing of Jannah. Open a door from the gardens of Jannah. Grant him this beautiful breeze from Jannah and give him clothes from Jannah. But the person who said, or the person who said, I don't know, or the person who said, well, I used to worship this person or this deity, I used to follow this person, I used to follow this way of life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that open a door from Jahannam, from Nar, and put clothes on him from the Nar, and his body, his bones on the right side will be smashed so much so they will go on to the left, and the bones on his left will be smashed so much so they will go on to the right. An angel will be there with a hammer. When he smashes him, that individual, every single thing in creation apart from insan and jinn will be able to hear the screams of that individual. If that angel were to smash that on the earth would become dust. But he's smashing that individual because he never lived Islam. He never lived a life of Iman. He never followed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. So our graves can be illuminated when we answer the question correctly. Our graves will be expanded as far as the eye can see. Our graves will be furnished from Jannah. We will receive the fragrance of Jannah. We will be dressed in the clothes of Jannah. A handsome angel will come, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reassure us and comfort us and say, go to bed and relax now. You have passed this great test and you will have a Jannah view. What view? Not an ocean view, not a forest view, nothing like that. You will have a Jannah view up until the day of Qiyamah, in that lease of this 2x6 until the day of Qiyamah. How would you feel if your mother was in here now? Would you want her to be in a dark, closed space like this, with no light, with nothing available? You'd want to save her as much as possible. We always want to give the big and the best of everything to our parents, to our loved ones. Why are we not preparing ourselves and them for this day so that they are able to answer these questions? Why are we not living a life of Islam? This is our home. Not for the 70 to 100 years that we are living here in this dunya, perhaps for the next 10 to 15, 20, 30,000, maybe millions of years. But what are we going to take? What have we prepared? Allah the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا مَاتَ عُرِدَ عَلَيْهِ مَقَعَدُهُ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. That when a person is placed in his grave and he's answered correctly, then he'll be shown his place in Jannah every single morning and every single evening. But if he has not answered and he has failed, then he'll be shown his impending torment and punishment in the fire of hell, as well as the scorpions and the snakes will be in there, and the angels will be bashing him and punishing him up until the day of Qiyamah. So any one of us, including myself, this is our next dwelling, this is our next home, this is our next abode. not the homes that we've just come from, this 2x6. Ask yourself this question, are you ready to enter? Are you ready to answer the questions that will be given to you by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all say, oh, I'm young. Oh, I'm healthy. Oh, I'm fit. Oh, I'm strong. Oh, I'm wealthy. I'll start praying later. I'll go on Hajj later. How many of us have suddenly fallen ill? How many of us have suddenly just passed away and returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us continue to make all of these excuses? And one day there'll be no more excuse and we'll just be in there. What excuse will you give the angels? What excuse will you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So just the way we put so much time and effort into designing our homes and our rooms to make them comfortable and luxurious, where we only live in there temporarily for 30, 40, 50 years. Why are we not doing anything for this 2x6 home where we perhaps spend the next millennial, millions and millions of years? It is your decision how you want to make your home. You have been warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been warned by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah azza wa jal truly enable us to prepare our home which is in the grave and also our home in Jannah. We should do this dua. Allahumma thabbitna fil iman. Oh Allah, strengthen us and make us steadfast in iman. Allahumma thabbitna fil islam. Oh Allah, make us steadfast and strong in islam. And most importantly, Allahumma thabbitna inda su'al. Oh Allah, make us strong when the questions are asked by the angels. Wa quli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayra. Chand elanat az rat samat farmale.